Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion 2-7. And now the Mishnah has another three shitas of Rabban Gamliel, where he argued with the Chachamim, but here he's going Lakula, he has lenient opinions. Again, all three of these issues are those which are relevant to Yom Tov, hence here we're in Maseches Beitza. It says, Afu Omer Shlosha Devarim Lahakel. He, Rabban Gamliel, also had three opinions that were lenient relative to the shita of the Chachamim. Firstly, he said, Mechabdin Ben Hamitos. One is permitted to sweep the floor between the couches on which people eat. In the time of the Mishnah, they would not eat on chairs at a table, but rather reclining on couches. The word mito, although in modern Hebrew means a bed, here it's referring to the kind of like a chaise longue, something they're going to sit on while they eat. And like in the Pesach Seder, they eat b'haseba in reclining fashion, so that's what they did it back then. Now, the rule is normally that one may not sweep a floor on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the reason why is because the floors they had in mind were dirt floors, and dirt floors are liable to get, you know, divots and holes in them. And then if one would sweep the floor, he would push sand into the divot, filling up the hole, and that would be a violation of the malach of bona, of construction. And in truth, there's no real minimum when it comes to bona. There's no minimum amount. If you're fixing up a construction of a structure that's attached to the ground, like the floor of a building, so if you fill in a hole, that's considered to be a bona fide positive constructive act called bona, and one would be liable. Now, the truth is, if one's not intending to fill holes, he's just sweeping the floor, so then he wouldn't be liable, but it still would be forbidden, and the reason why is because even though it's something that's called a davar she'eino miskaven, person's not intending to fill any holes, and there's leniency there, but since it's effectively what's called a psik resha, it's inevitable that the hole will be filled with the dirt if there's a hole there, so therefore it remains forbidden. Now here we're saying that Rabban Gamliel held, notwithstanding what we just said, on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, which is more strict, but on Yom Tov, which is more lenient, one may sweep up the food that might be there between two of the couches on which people ate on. The reason why is because the food gets there, it's not nice, and since, A, it's a very narrow space between the two couches, and therefore unlikely to have any divots in the ground, and moreover, it's the kind of place which is swept, says the Miri, every time you eat, right? You're not going to be food from meal to meal, so it's regularly swept, small place, therefore, it's simply not likely to have any holes there. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel was lenient on Yom Tov, but the rabbi's going to be strict. The Chacham said no, even if it's true that it's super unlikely to have any holes over there, if people start sweeping, you know, on the ground, which is made out of dirt, between the beds, they'll come to do it elsewhere in the room, and they could come actually ultimately to be mishava gumos, to fill in holes, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Halach lamaisa, by the way, it's remains that one cannot sweep the floor. There are shitas, but the halacha, bottom line is, if you live in a place where the floor is not usually dirt, but rather it's, you know, paved, tiled, finished ground, like we have in our homes today, so then it becomes permitted according to everybody, so that would be the din, you're allowed to sweep the floor today on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not if it's a dirt floor. Secondly, it says, Umanichen esa mugmar b'yom tov. It's permitted to place mugmar, incense. These are the spices that would burn. You'd put the mugmar on a coal, a glowing coal. The glowing coal would be hot. It would cause the incense to smoke, and that would make a pleasant aroma, remove bad smells in the room. They were accustomed to do that at the end of a meal. And Rabban Gamliel says it's permitted to do so on Yom Tov. Now, the truth is, there are some problems potentially with burning incense, at least really two different areas. The first is the malach of mavir, of kindling and making of a fire, because you're burning this tree sap or whatever, or herbs, whatever they are. There's also the issue of mechaba, you're sort of extinguishing the glowing coals on which you're placing the incense. So those are problems, but Rabban Gamliel says they may be problems, but there's a general rule, as you've seen already here numerous times in Beitza, that there is this issue of ochel nefesh. One is permitted to do things for the sake of ochel nefesh, and there are different mefarshim. Some learn this, that he holds that smelling is essentially equivalent to eating, and therefore it's permitted to do. And others learn it's not actually exactly permitted because it's like eating, it's still smelling, but still this principle of metoch kicks in, that since it's permitted to cook things for eating, it's cooking things for smelling is also permitted. The rabbis, however, reject his opinion, and they say one may not burn incense on Yom Tov, certainly not Shabbos, and the reason why is because burning the incense is not something which is shavu l'chol nefesh. The pasuk, the verse says, "Ach asher ye'ach l'chol nefesh hu levado ya'ase lechem," things that are eaten for everybody, kol l'chol nefesh, everybody. That alone may be done. And the rabbis say, burning incense isn't the kind of thing that everyone does. It's just for, you know, rich, indulgent people, or people who have, you know, I don't know, smelly people. But normal people don't regularly burn incense, and therefore it's not the kind of thing which is permitted to do on Yom Tov, say the rabbis, and that would be the halacha. And finally, va'osin gedi mekulas b'leili psachim. He permitted the roasting of a goat or a sheep on a spit on Pesach in the way that one does the Korban Pesach. Specifically mekulas. Mekulas, the pashup shot, mekulas, the two pshatim really. Mekulas, it's referring to the fact that after one slaughters the Korban Pesach, he has to take out its intestines to clean them, so there shouldn't be, you know, any fecal matter or whatever inside the offering. And then since the whole thing has to be roasted, those intestines are put, the innards are put like on the spit also, on like above the head, if you will, of the goat or sheep. And the same goes for like the legs. The bottom legs are cut off and then sort of also like put on the spit above the head. So mukulas either means like kind of like referring to a helmet, like almost like, you know, a helmet wearing animal adorning its head, because that's where the innards and the legs are going. Others say it's mukulas from kilos, means like sort of praise, like the praised, you know, praiseworthy, adorned animal, because it has, you know, done in this nice way. So he holds that's permitted and okay. The reason why is because he's just not concerned that people will think, oh, this is really actually a Korban Pesach, and it's permitted to slaughter a Korban Pesach and eat it, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't concerned with that, therefore he permitted it. The rabbi said, no, people will think you're allowed to shecht korbanos, even without a Beis HaMikdash, and eat them, no way. And therefore, they said, when you roast your Korban Pesach, nowadays, meaning after the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, you can't do it in the exact fashion, the mukulas faction, that the normal Korban Pesach is roasted. Now, this mission is all working under the assumption that roasting meat for the Pesach, Seder, let's call it, is permitted. The Gemara brings that there are many places where the custom is to not eat any kind of roasted meats, really is an extension of this principle, so people shouldn't think it's like a Korban Pesach, and that is the custom Shulchan Aruch brings in many communities. Essentially, as far as I know, all communities today are not eating roasted meat of any kind, so certainly this wouldn't get off the ground nowadays. So in all three of those scenarios, the Mishnah says, V'chacham Osrim, the rabbis forbade these things. They forbade sweeping between the beds, even on Yom Tov. They forbade burning incense on Yom Tov, and they forbade roasting a sheep or goat on Pesach in the Mukulas way, for the reasons that I explained before.